Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
I've done a lot of unmatching in my days of being on the dating apps. And by days, I mean years. Because in hindsight, I've been looking back and I'm like, I've been on the dating apps for literally a decade. This has been successful.
10 years?
Literally 10 years. I downloaded them when I went to college at 17, 18. Well, I think you have to be 18 to get on Tinder. And I'm going to be 28 in 2025. So yeah, 9 years, baby.
At what point do you're like, hey, this isn't working?
Listen, Bert.
You gotta be close.
Never give up. It's all about persistence. Okay. Yeah.
And when you say unmatched, that means you match with somebody and then before you go out on the date, you're like, I'm going to bail on this?
Well, sometimes it's after the date. You can unmatch at any point in time. So I actually ended up unmatching with a guy last weekend who was perfect on paper, all because of where I found out he worked.
Can I ask you one question about the unmatching thing after the date? That's essentially saying, look, I don't want to see you anymore, right? That's so what that's not really even ghosting. That's like, here, we went out, I'm not interested, because he'll know that you aren't matching anymore, right?
Yeah. I mean, I typically don't unmatch after a date. I, unlike most people, like to use my words when it comes to confrontation. But I got unmatched with after a date because I told him, I was like, I'm not interested in seeing you again. He unmatched me. And that's like a normal thing to do. It hurts for some reason. You're like, wait a second. Why are you unmatching with me? And then I'm like, oh, I forgot. I rejected him. This makes sense. So yeah, I ended up doing some stalking and found out where this guy worked and immediately got the creeps. So I was swiping through Bumble and, you know, just typical weekend, me looking for my soulmate, just casual Saturday activities. And I'm sounding a little bit like a Love Island character because they always say that, oh, he's my type on paper. And I feel like when you've been on the apps long enough, you every now and then will experience this. I say it happens like once every 2 to 3 months. You see somebody that before you meet them at the very least is a perfect match for you on paper. So I matched with this guy who I think was in town for a game. I guess they were playing Georgia or whatever. So he was driving into town and I was like, oh, this guy went to a good university. Like, oh, this is exciting. Oh, he looks like he has a good job. It says he works in like finance or sales or whatever those basic boy jobs are. And I start looking through his photos. I'm like, oh, he's really cute. He's like very fit. He works out. He physically is my type. I love the Jim Halpert look. So I'm like, he looks like a Jim Halpert that like lifts a little bit of weights. I'm like feeling really good about this.
This guy wasn't caught in Altoona the last couple of days.
Nah, I'm still working on my letters to that man. Got to figure out what prison to write him to. So I end up swiping with him and we end up matching. I was very excited. And because it was Bumble, I was like, this guy might not know that he can message me first because some guys don't know that that changed on Bumble recently. So you know what? I really want to make sure that while this guy is in town, we can match. So his prompt, because in the dating apps, they'll have a bio where maybe they can give you something to ask them about or whatever. And his bio said something along the lines of like, let's debate this red wine versus white wine. Like, which is your favorite? And I was like, oh, and he's a wine drinker. Love this man. So I messaged him first and I said, the real question is which wine pairs best with a insert university name here loss, because they had just lost that weekend. And I was like, feeling really good about myself. I was like, that was clever. He's going to love this. And then to my excitement, he replies back and he goes, not sure. I'll ask for Billy Napier's recommendation after another disappointing season.
Oh, that's Florida's head coach.
And now I'm excited because I'm like, I love it when men are mean to me. So, so now I'm like, this guy is perfect. I'm like, this is my perfect match. So I sit there and I ruminate on what I want to reply to him next. And like, I got to come back with like some fire. So I go, UF fans have been numbing ourselves with cheap vodka for years, but y'all can start off light with some Franja if you think you can handle it.
This is good. Back and forth.
I like
here,
the
man.
Banter.
Yeah, nice.
I'm good at this, right?
Yeah.
So I send that off and it takes him a while to respond. So in the meantime, I've got a lot of time on my hands. I start going FBI work. I got to find out where this guy, like if he was in a fraternity, got to find out if his fraternity was cool. I got to find out like, is he a sibling? Does his mom look crazy? So I do all the stalking. And the first thing that women will do when they find a guy on the internet from a dating app is we will go straight to that LinkedIn. Got to find out where you work, where you used to work, what university you went to. Are you recommended by your old bosses? Like, this is the closest thing you're going to get to a dating resume for a man. So I find this guy on LinkedIn and I'm not really expecting to find anything weird because I had seen that he like worked in finance or sales. I'm like, this is perfect. This is exactly what I'm looking for. I love like a Jim Halpert type of dude. See that he was an athlete in college. I'm like, oh, perfect. And then he was like a good athlete in college. And then I look at his most recent employer. And it doesn't strike me as odd at first when I see it because it says director of blah, blah, blah at CEC Entertainment. And I go, oh, we both work in entertainment. How cool. Soulmate. And then I'm like, well, I wonder like what they do. Like, I wonder if I know anything that they've produced in the past. Yeah. Kristen just, yeah, it's just sitting with Kristen. I wonder if they produced anything that like I would have, maybe he's like a big producer. Like he's a finance guy, but he's also like making movies. So I Google CEC Entertainment and there in bold letters is the name of his boss, the big cheese himself, Chuck E. Cheese Entertainment. And I go, I cannot date a grown man who works for Charles E. Cheddar. that waved all the red flags to me. I don't care that he's 6'3". I don't care that he's brunette. I don't care that he won a national championship in college. You work for Chuck E. Cheese.
That's funny.
Out.
The Bird Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money.